strong with seasonings. Mm-hmm. It take a real iron stomach to take care of. Now, a lot of people don't hurt, and they don't hurt all in clothes. Mm-hmm. But well, I'd taste it for a month if I had it.
Well, what about with the liver? Do they do anything
yes,
with cooking
the liver,
it up and grind
the liver
it?
Can be fried. I don't care for the pig liver at all. But they take what they call the lights, which is part of the lungs mm-hmm. and part of the heart and a little bit of the liver. Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like more of the light part. Mm-hmm. And you chop it real fine, wash it real good, and soak it in some cold water and salt and pour all that off. And then you put it on in a pan with a little salt and a little red pepper and a little black pepper. And that takes a pinch of sugar. Pork should always have a pinch of sugar with it. It's a difference in the taste. You see sweet and sour pork, you know, you read about
right.
that.
Yeah.
Well, there's an essence of pork chops are delicious if they have a pinch of sugar and black pepper and salt mm-hmm. and flour and fry them done, but not, don't cook them hard. Mm-hmm. They are delicious. That brings out the flavor taste. Mm-hmm. But,
Well, did you were telling me they used almost everything. What about the blood? Did they ever
no,
have
no,
in
no,
blood?
Nothing. You
nothing
know,
like
you're not
that.
Supposed to use the blood on nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says the blood belongs to the ground.
Right, the Bible says that.
Yeah.
Well, I just wondered if anybody...
No, you don't use the blood for anything.
Ever did that? Now,
and it has a funny color. It's a more purplish red. It's not as... Well, some of it's real bright, but it just, it's putrefied looking.
Mm-hmm.
When they split that hog open and hang him up, they let him drain completely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the secret of having good, pretty meat.
Is to let it drain completely.
You want it to clean. Mm-hmm. You cut his head. And cut it. You cut him from here to here.
Mm-hmm.
And they scald him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't cut it here yet. You scald him whole. And then when you get him all scalded and all that scraped off of there, then you have a great big rack. You hang him up here. They cut them two things. We call them leaders in our legs here. They cut those two in the back and hang him upside down. Of course, you have to cut them in the back. That's the only place they are. Hang him upside down that. And then they cut the neck like this. And they usually take a pan or something to catch that blood to be buried. And then they start up here at the top and take out where the underneath part is and spread him down that way. And they just pull them things out of there. Just, it just comes right on out. It's pretty meat and everything.
When people,
I'm so mad at her.
If she's gone out tonight, she's
she had to
have much business.
That woman won't miss nothing.
Because she
says I'm through until 1st of January. We have a meeting 1st day of January, and I'm not going nowhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't.
And then you've got all this out here.
I have him to think about, and I've got the meals to cook, and I don't mind it. Mm-hmm. I'm not complaining.
Oh, I know.
I get invited to everything. There's two meetings next week, and I'm supposed to go to them. I says, don't call me. Don't even, I don't want, we have, each one has someone to call.
Mm-hmm.
I said, don't want nobody to call me. I don't want to, President, Ms. Wheeler, Ms. Pollard called me this morning. I was telling her about the lady that passed away. And I says, now remember, I'm not going to be at home to nobody next week. I says, I've got to get the rest of my Christmas decoration up. I'm going to put my tree up next week. I'll have Peter and the two little boys and Johnny and Margaret is all I'll have. The other kids all meet at her house because they have 6-foot-tall boys and they're friends and it's running now. It's too much confusion for him. So I'm not going to do it.
But Peter and his...
The little boy. He just loves that little one. He talks to him and plays with him. And he goes for little kids.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because he's more childlike right now.
Well, that little boy is so precious. Well, did they start today or yesterday?
They started this morning at 8 o'clock. I was going to tell you about the little boy. Did I tell you the little boy, the little adopted boy? The girl, his mother was 16 years old, and she was going to high school in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And the boy was just 1 year in college.
Mm-hmm.
And his grandfather was a state senator from Knoxville. And they had this baby, illegitimate.
Mm-hmm.
And the family of the boy insisted that they not get married.